Connect and be blessed by the teachings of Pastor Charles Inyaba, which will enable you to live a distinguished and supernatural life. Pastor Charles Inyaba is a young and anointed man of God and preacher of the gospel. He's the head pastor of the Hopeway Revival Church, a vibrant supernatural youth church, and the Praying Family, a non-denominational fellowship on KNUST campus. Have an expectation and prepare your hearts to receive from God as you connect to the undiluted Word of God. Let's delve into today's message.
Pay attention, you may not hear what I have to say. You know, in court, what makes sense in court is worse. Do you know that? The lawyer speaks, the judge hears, and then he makes a decree. So now I'm the lawyer for you today. God is the judge. You are in the witness box. So you better pay attention before God judges. Amen. Now we've been having a discussion about the Holy Spirit for some time. And you see, many of us, if we come to know the Holy Spirit, we would appreciate him very well. Now, don't forget, God said in Genesis, let us create man in our image. So God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit is speaking here. And they had a meeting. And both of them said, let us create man in our image and in our likeness. Isn't it wonderful? Now, God the Father is in heaven. God the Son is in heaven. But God the Spirit is here. Yes. So the Father is in heaven. The Son came 2,000 years ago. Did his own part. Now, in creation, the Father did the creation. But the Spirit also did part. The Word did part. It was the Father. It's like the Father was the middleman. And you see, when he spoke, the Son moved. The Son was the Word. And the Spirit, see, it's like God in three persons. What do you think? You don't think, don't just understand, just believe. I know you're trying to calculate. So Jesus was on earth being the Son, and he wanted to do so many things on earth. Just like the same way when God wanted to do so many things on the earth, when God wanted to create many things, when you study Genesis chapter 1, God wanted to create the sea, God wanted to create the mountains, God wanted to create, it's like everything we're seeing, it was in the plan of God. But I realized that it couldn't materialize because the Spirit had not yet taken a step. It is the Spirit that makes things possible. Am I talking to somebody? So because the Spirit had not yet taken a step, God's vision did not materialize. So it is the Holy Spirit that fuels or that causes the manifestation of God's vision for your life to come to pass. Every dream and every vision, anything God has said concerning your life, it is the Spirit of God who ensures that they come to pass. You remember an angel appeared to Mary and said, you see, as I told you earlier, the angel gave so many nice prophecies about the coming of Jesus. And Mary said to the angel, how can this thing be? And the angel said to Mary, the Spirit of the Most High, which is the Holy Spirit, he will come. So the Holy Spirit is like a person who waits for the Father to speak and he comes to execute it. So as you are here, do you know that God has spoken about your life? Because the Bible declares that before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. So everybody here, the Father knows you. And the Spirit is about to execute what the Father has said concerning your life. Yeah. Even the one you marry, I keep saying that the Father knows. Yes. And it is the Spirit to lead you. You see, the Father knows who you marry, but the Spirit is the one to lead you. Wow. He is a leading spirit. That's what the Bible says. When the Holy Ghost came upon Jesus, he led him. He led him into the wilderness. Don't make decisions without the Holy Ghost leading you. So one of the reasons why we pray all the time is because we pray for the Spirit to lead us. Anytime we pray, we yield our will to the supernatural. It's that when you don't pray, it's that you are making your own decision. But the moment you start praying, you are saying, Lord, not my will. Like Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane 3 times. You know, he prayed for the first, I believe, he didn't hear from the Father. He went for the second time. And the third time, I believe that the reason why he didn't go again was because the Spirit led him to go and die. And that's why the Bible says on the cross, he gave up the Holy Ghost. Because it was the Holy Ghost that led him to the cross. And the Holy Ghost was done with his duty. So the Holy Ghost led him and said, it is time for me to go. But I'll come again in another form. Yeah. A And that is why he said it is finished. It was finished because the Holy Ghost led him.
Wow.
You see, you would always, your journey in life prolongs without the help of the Holy Ghost. That's why he's called the helper. That's what Jesus, when he was going, he said, I am going, but I will send you another helper. I lost Paraclotos. Hey! Please, me. Do you get it? Now, do you know why Jesus said, I will send you the Holy Ghost, the Comforter? Do you know why? Because Jesus is saying that, I will send you what made me, and I will send you what helped me to accomplish my purpose. Now, Jesus for 30 years could not do anything on earth. Just like when the Father could not also do anything. In the beginning, the Father didn't create anything until the Spirit moved. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form. You see, without the Holy Ghost, there is no form to your vision. There's like, you are confused. Ezekiel 37. The Bible says God took Ezekiel to the... Now you see, it is always God, the Son, and the Spirit. God took Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones. And the Bible says, God asked him a question. Do you believe these dry bones can come back to life? And there are some of you, it looks like God is also asking, do you believe you can become a billionaire? Yes. And Ezekiel looked at the situation and said, God, if I'm to give you an answer, I'll be giving you an answer according to my capacity. But I don't know, but only you know. That means only you have the answer. And the answer, now, God's answer to our problem is the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Anytime you have a problem, God sends you the first help, which is the Holy Spirit. And that is why when the angel came to Mary, the angel didn't say, I have the power. Angels don't have power. They only excel in the power of God's glory. Angels cannot do things on their own. They are messengers. And they were even created by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Because when you read Psalm 104, you made your angels flames up and your ministers. So the Spirit is everything we need. So Ezekiel 37, God took Ezekiel to the valley of dry. As I'm speaking now, some of you are in your valley of dry bones. And things are not well in your life, in your family. And the reason why you keep asking yourself, when will things change? You see, asking questions are good, but wait for answers. And do you know what God said? God told Ezekiel, speak. Speak means release the sound, which is the word.
Wow.
When you speak the word, the Spirit will respond to the word. Are you there?
Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon thee.
Now, he took him to the valley of dry bones. Are you all following? I am breaking it down so that when you leave here, you can know that it is not by might. It's not by your power. It's not by your connection. Never for once think that you will do it because you have an uncle abroad. Yes. So let me ask you a question. Excuse me to use this as an example. Imagine all the people who are dependent on Christian at you. What would their destiny be? He was a billionaire. He was thinking of the priests, you remember. And most of the priests that probably was in the process of bringing them out. Now their Redeemer is dead. But that's what Jesus said, I will send you the Comforter who will be with you and shall be with you forever. So your greatest helper is not a man who was created out of the end product of the Holy Ghost. So it is good God sends you men, but it is best you depend on the Spirit of God. Because men die, but the Spirit doesn't die. Me, my father died 2019. If I were to be dependent on my father for a long time, I may not be here. When my father was alive, I was not driving. But when he died, I'm driving. How did the car come? The Holy Ghost. Look at your neighbor and say, Charlie, depend on God.
Ezekiel 37.
Now let's hear the word of the Lord.
The Lord took hold of me.
The Lord took hold of me.
And I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to the valley filled with
blood. The Lord took hold of me and I was carried away by the Spirit. The Spirit is a carrier.
Yeah.
He can carry you from single to married. Yeah. You see, do you know why the person broke your heart? It was not the Holy Ghost who carried you. You were carried away by a big breast. Hey. You were carried away by... He is a nice guy. Who carried him? Is it the grandmother? The Spirit carried him into
a valley filled with gold.
So the Spirit can carry you. He can carry your academics from lower class to upper. No, listen to me. I am telling the truth. The Holy Ghost has the power. That's what Jesus said. When he comes upon you, you shall receive power. One of the benefits of the Holy Ghost coming upon you is power. Do you know that when your phone is dead, you can't even make a call? But when you plug it to power, you can make a call. You can. So the Holy Ghost, when it comes upon you, do so many things. Now, give me, now, you see this, my phone? If the battery dies now, I can't do, you know the phone can do so many things. It can call, it can test, it can watch, it can do many things. That is how your life is. You are like this. But without power in you, you can't do so many things. So the Holy Ghost, you see, that's why in Genesis, when God created man, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, God had to breathe into man. Why did God breathe into man? The Holy Ghost. And God did, you see, when God created you, you were just like a toy. You couldn't do anything. The kidneys were there, but they couldn't function. Your heart was there, but it couldn't function. There were so many things in you that could not function. But the moment God did, your heart started pumping. Your brain started working. That was when man had the ability to even save all the animals. Oh. After today, I see God breathing upon you.
Amen.
Hey, I said, I see God breathing on you.
Amen.
All those, your academics are bad. It's like you study, it doesn't go. This dawn, when I went to, I slept, but I woke up again, dawn, and I was praying out till 7. And my sister, me, she's going to school. Yeah, tell her the woman, I'm here, come. Or do you get them? I say, come. And I lay down and I say, Father, in the name. Because, you see, if the normal brain does not function, when the Holy Ghost comes upon your brain, that is why Jesus said, you remember everything when the Holy Ghost comes. He is a reminder. So the same way the Holy Ghost can carry you, he can remind you. So to the woman who wants to give birth, the Holy Ghost is giving the baby. But to the one in business, the Holy Ghost is bringing customers. And to the one with a broken heart. Amen. Now look at this. Let me close by saying this. Read it. Ezekiel 37.
Ezekiel chapter 37.
Are you here?
Yes. The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. He led me all among the bones that covered the valley floor.
He led me all among the bones of bones. Financial bones. Bones means it is dead. There's no flesh. There's no life. Financially, there's no life. Some of you know your family. You know how things are bad. I am here to announce you there's a solution. And the one to change things is the Holy Spirit. There is a brother here who shared a testimony today. He said yesterday, even welfare he didn't have. Even welfare he didn't have. But to that, I'm talking to you. Some money that was locked up somewhere, he could not even access it. He was in the bank today and he had at least 7,000. No, the person is here. I don't want to point him out for security reasons. Say! No, if you joke, I'll point him out. But I know some of you. When people give financial tests, that's to go and borrow. So from today, we will share the test, but you will not see the test. They say, in your head, smart. No, he said, even yesterday, lawfare, he needed money. And after how the Holy Ghost orchestrated, another sister shared the testimony. When we went to where we are building our testimony, after the service, I declare by the grace of God. So, if for instance, her testimony is like this: if she had 100 Ghana cedis, after the testimony, another zero came to add the money.
My God!
There are people here. By the grace of God, we declare the Holy Ghost moved, and monies came. They don't even know where the money came from. Now, let's read it quickly.
He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor.
I am showing you the power of the Holy Ghost when it comes upon you, what the things that it will do. And I'm going to show you the things he hates. So that means if you want to have his power, you must love the things he loves. If you can't love the things he loves, you can never possess his power. Do you get what I'm trying to say? People can never work together unless they agree. If you don't like him, why do you marry him? So if you don't like the Holy Spirit, why do you worry him? Why do you grieve him? To grieve me is like Obia Wuna. You are making him feel sad. And if he is sad, his power can't flow. If he is sad, he can't work in miracles in your life. Yes, quickly.
They were scattered everywhere across the ground.
The bones were scattered everywhere. Imagine, now let me be practical with you. Imagine they take you to, do you know any cemetery around? Where? Emina. And maybe you have a dream. And God says, my daughter, go to the cemetery. Hey, is it? You think it is God who say you are going to US? And Ezekiel was taken to the, now this one is not a cemetery, a valley of dry bones. That means when people die, they throw them in the valley. Yeah. Valley is a huge place. And when you go there, it was full of dry bones. That means people have died 50 years ago, 30 years ago, they were dead. And look at what God, now listen, let's be practical. Imagine it. And God takes you there. Look at the question God asked him.
Then he asked me.
And God asked him.
Son of man. Can these bones become living people again?
What kind of question is that? Somebody is dead 50 years ago. And we're asking me, can he come back to life? No, not that in the future. Instantly, can they be, like, do you understand? Ni particle crazy. You've heard Michael Jackson before. Then God takes you, not one dry bone, value of dry bones. Now, when God asked him, the guy, I'm imagining Ezekiel. When God asked him, he looked at him, look at the Bible and said, no, God, this one here, I don't have an answer. How many of you were writing an answer? Only question now. How many of you have ever asked? Never yet tell a class. How many of you? Yes. Now, do you know the revelation here? The Holy Ghost, you see, God is about to reveal the power of the Holy Ghost. He is a specialist in doing what looks impossible. Because somebody is dead 30 years ago. And God is asking, do you believe that the thing is dry? The Bible didn't say fresh bones. Dry. And God is, you see, and the same way God is asking somebody, do you believe that you can break out of that poverty? You see, it looks impossible because your mother tells you the story of your family. Your father tells you the story of your family. So it looks like that is how your family has been created to be. But I'm here to announce to you, it is not so. You see, it is so because there is an absence of a personality. But in the presence of that personality, things change. When the Holy Ghost was not present, the earth was formless and dark and void. But when he moved, beauty came. Now let's see how God was able to make man out of bones that were dead 100 years ago, like there were no intestines in Krampai, yes.
Oh, sovereign Lord, I replied, you alone know the answer to that.
That, you see, as men, we need to understand that we don't have answers to everything. Doctors have answers to certain things. And my doctor, I'm going to say my doctor, my. Now, I don't know if you can confess it. What's up, Baba? Baba say, I'm from punching, bra. Or they are punching, go. Baba, and you remember Mary also asked the angel the same question. The angel was prophesying, and Mary said, how can this thing be? So you realize that we as men, we should understand that we don't have the answer to everything. Don't be too intelligent. Don't be too smart. Yeah, I have customers. When you do this, you're going to do this. When you're going to better get them. There are some ladies who don't want to pray about their marriages because they depend on their big breast. It will fall like pear. There are some of you, you don't want to depend on God because, my mom works. Do you know where my mom works? Okay. Listen, before your mother was working there, somebody's mother was working there. Oh, yes. Imagine the one you are depending on if they die tomorrow. How would your life be? You see, that's what some of us say, as early as possible, when we got to know the mystery of connecting to God, be connected to God. I was in the university when my mother stopped looking after me. How did I survive? God. Why I said, no, I'm not going to do the TV cupboard. He's a prophet. No, this is a prophet too. Maybe the prophet has been prophesying. God has been using him to do miracles, signs, and wonders. And God said, prophet, I know I've used it, but this time around, do you have an answer to this one? Do you have a prophetic dilation? And the prophet said, oh Lord, only you. That means that you've used me, I've done so many, but this one, I don't have an answer. We thank God for brilliant doctors, we thank God for brilliant lawyers, we thank God for soldiers and everything, but they don't have the answer to almost 99. They have answers to 1%. Because in the beginning, it was God, not a man. In the beginning, it was what?
God.
In the beginning, God, not man. So no man has all the answers. God has intentionally given man certain answers, but not all. That's what the Bible says. All power belongs to God. Some powers belong to him, but all power belongs to him. Yes, we don't.
Then he said to me, speak a prophecy.
Now, since you have acknowledged that you don't have the solution, I'm about to give you the solution.
Wow.
You see, the one way the Holy Ghost can move in your life is when you acknowledge that you need him. He is a gentle spirit to the point that he can see that you are dying, but if you don't ask him to come, he will not come. That's how the Holy Ghost is. He is so gentle. Oh, fairly, obey him. And you know the funny thing, he's with you. But he does not move out of his limit when you don't tell him to. Can I review how the Holy Ghost is? The Holy Ghost is actually the ghost of Jesus. You realize that when Jesus was in the ship, the disciples were dying and Jesus was asleep. They had to wake him up. So that means that if they are not waking Jesus up, the disciples would have died. Yet Jesus was in their boat. But when he woke up, he stretched out his hand and said, be still. So some of you, you have the Holy Ghost in you. You have him with you. But if you don't act, if you don't speak, if you don't pray, that's why prayer is very important. There are something you do that makes the Holy Ghost. That's what Jesus told the disciples that, go and tarry on the upper, go to the upper room and tarry. Until the Holy Ghost has come, that was their part they had to play. Peter wanted his business to break through. And Jesus said, if you cast your net to the other side, it was when you obeyed, the Holy Ghost moved. The Holy Ghost is a gentle spirit. He doesn't do it because you are worried. So some of us, you like complain, things are hard. It doesn't change anything. Things don't change because you complain. Things change because you have the key to the door. Now, do you complain when you have the key to your own door? You only wait for the owner of the door. Uh-huh. Read it again.
Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to these dry bones and say,
release a word and
say,
dry bones.
Listen to the word.
Now, one of the things that makes the Holy Ghost move is you must be specific whenever you address an issue. He said, dry bones. So sometimes you can say, Holy Ghost, my academics. He will move. Holy Ghost, my mother. He will move. So you know the funny thing? He has the power to be with you at the same time be with your mother.
Yeah.
Yes. And whilst he's with your mother, he's with your boyfriend's mother. Yeah. And then your mother. Oh. That's his part. Quickly, read on.
This is what the sovereign Lord says.
This is what the sovereign Lord
says. Look, I am going to put breath into you. And make you live again.
I'm going to put the Holy Ghost into you and make you live again. The absence of the Holy Ghost is the presence of death.
Wow.
Yeah, death everywhere. Academical death, financial death, marital death, things die. Things just fail. Things don't just work. He said, I am going to do what?
I am going to put breath in you and make you live again.
Now, when he prophesied, what happened? You know?
So I spoke this message.
So he spoke.
Just as he told me. Suddenly as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all around.
There was a noise in the dry bones that were buried 100 years ago. There was a rattling noise. You see, you could not see who was gathering the bones. Who was arranging the leg, one leg upon leg. But it was a busy personality called the Holy Ghost who took his chair and was speaking God. He said, suddenly there was a rattling noise.
Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise.
Every time you speak in prayer, there is a shake in the spirit. Hello? He says, suddenly, as I spoke,
there was a rattling noise.
That is why anytime you close your mouth, there is nothing. But anytime you speak, there is. There is a shift. There is something. You see, please don't miss prayer meetings. On Thursday, do you know what we're going to pray about? The spirit of revelation. Yes, it is a spirit God, when God gives you, before things happen, God can that spirit can reveal it to you in your dreams. Yes. Actually, that's what I wanted us to pray about. Right? I want to teach on this. Then by the understanding, on Thursday, When we meet at the AU gardens, we'll be praying on the prayer points. Quickly. When he spoke. So one way the Holy Ghost can move is when you speak. Don't speak bad things. Remember one day. Anytime you speak bad things, a bad spirit moves. But anytime you speak the word, the spirit moves.
The bone of each body came to
be. Listen, and attached this them. Another miracle. Do you know what it means for about 50 bones to be in a valley? Yet, when the spirit moved, each bone located each other. That means that if we are bones in the valley, my bones will not mess with the bones. But as far as the Holy Ghost is moving, he is not the spirit of error. He is the spirit of truth. Each bones started located. That means Akwesi's bones will jump to Brunei. Like the hands. And connect. Like India forest. No, that's another miracle for each bone to locate each other. It's not a miracle. Do you know what it means? When you pray, your blessings will not go to another person. If bones know the address of each another bones, is it that your blessing that will go to another person? Yes.
The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons.
Complete what?
Skeleton.
That's the first miracle. They became skeletons. That means they were not skeletons. They were broken. Continue.
Then as I watched. Muscles and
you see, after form. Prayer, I watched the Holy Ghost move. Just watch. Don't complain. And I'm like, hey, babe. And I'm like, I don't know why things are doing this. I don't know. I'm back. Now, you realize that he did the speaking, and the Lord did the working, and he did the watching. After prayer, just watch God move. Now, to be able to watch simply means that you have faith. Yes. To watch means you are expecting God to move. Do you get it?
Yeah.
If you don't get it, yes.
Then as I watch, muscles and flesh form.
As I watch, so that means that how God created man, God revealed it to Ezekiel. Because he said, as I watched, muscles and what? Flesh. Now the dry bones were standing and flesh were coming. Muscles were forming. Liver. You don't want this Holy Ghost. Is it your mass he can't solve? Let the power move now. Let the power move now. Over your academics now. Over your family now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Over your heart now. In the name of Jesus. He is moving now. He is touching now. He is healing now. He is losing now. He is losing now. He is delivering now.
Then skin formed to cover their bodies, but they still had no breath in them.
So realize that he was bringing flesh in them, but there was no breath. As the same way God took time and made bones, made liver, made, but man could not move.
Then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to the wind.
To the what? So what happened in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7? That God breathed into the nostrils of man. So God has given Ezekiel the revelation of how he made man. You see? It started with Ezekiel. It was not Chinese. Even them, they are made man, but they are made robot. Okay. But with Ezekiel's own, because he depended on God, not on technology. How that happened?
Speak a prophetic message and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath, from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again. So I spoke the message as he commanded me. And breath came into the
And breath came, and breath came, and breath came, and breath came. And
they all came to life and stood up on their feet, a great army.
A great what?
Army.
Then he said to me, son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel.
And they became a great
army.
You're going to become a great woman.
Amen.
You're not saying amen, no?
Amen.
Listen, intentionally, put a pretend, but shout the amen in a sweet way.
Amen.
And then they meet you with our money. But the question is, it must be three. Let me end with this. Now, how many will love the power of the Lord, how it moved in Ezekiel? Now, how many want to have this power? Good. I'm going to show you the things he hates. So that you do you know that if a guy doesn't know what you hate, you don't like, you don't really, the relationship doesn't really stand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why you left him, right?
Yeah.
He didn't know the things you didn't like. He only knew your beauty. But he didn't know that beyond the beauty, there is a woman who can bite ears. How many ladies here, to be honest, you went to really, but the guy didn't really know you. He only saw the beauty and just came closer, but he didn't really know you and then he didn't understand you. How many ladies can testify? If you can testify, say yes. And how many of you want to walk with the Holy Spirit? You want to walk with Him. You want Him to be with you. Do you know that Samson's life was full of the Holy Spirit? He was operating one of the highest level of the Holy Spirit called the Spirit of Might. How can a human being tear a lion? Like, what do you mean? Wait, before I say, met bread, but someone's going to say, nothing. Are you here? Samson, the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon him, and he will tear lions in the deep. Do you know what happened? Because before he was born, an angel came and prophesied that your son, give me that scripture, Judges chapter 13. Now look at the prophecy. Your son, you give birth to your son. Samson's mother was barren for a long time. And the Lord came to prophesy, you give birth to your son, he's dead. But these are the things he should not do. He shouldn't, his hair should not be touched. This, that. Why? Because the Spirit coming, these are the rules the Spirit works with. Now, many of us don't know the rules of the Holy Ghost. And many of us don't know that, like Samson, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you to do mighty things, there's the tendency for him to use you to do mighty things. And there's a tendency for you to wake up thinking that he's still with you for you to do mighty things. So, like, at four times, the Bible says something woke up to do the very things he did even a day before. But when he tried doing it, he couldn't do it. Why? The Spirit that made him do it had left him. And the Bible says he became an ordinary man. So what made people fear him? The Spirit of God that made people fear Samson had left him. Why? Because he did opposite of what God told him not to do. Now, many Christians were receiving from the Holy Spirit. We were enjoying the favor of God. We were enjoying the help of God until we went beyond. It's like an agreement that as far as you do this, the Holy Ghost will do this. Do you get it? Then some of us, we were enjoying the Holy Ghost, but we forgot ourselves. Like, for instance, you have been invited by your in-laws. And you were tempted in the beginning. Until you ate also Odinia Niji Miaba. Say hey. How many of you are like oh me and I will tell you what I said? Do you know that if you see most ladies doing funny videos like this, what did they do? Hello.
Hi.
Uh-huh.
Judges chapter 10.
Now listen to the instructions given to Samson's mother. Maybe probably you're also going to give birth to Samson.
Yeah.
But there are instructions. Yeah, but no Delilah will come. But to every Samson, there is a Delilah. To every Jesus, there is a Judas. Oh, yes. What do you think? To every ECG, there is Dunso. To every king, there is Queen Saul Gobe.
Yes.
What do you think?
Uh-huh. The angel of the Lord appears to Manoah's wife.
Judges chapter what?
30.
Now look at the instructions. Uh-huh.
The angel of the Lord appears to Manoah's wife.
You see,
wife.
Many of you don't know what I'm doing. I'm teaching you that you have the Holy Ghost, but the reason why you may not benefit from His power is because you didn't know that the things I'm about to teach you were the things you didn't like. If you keep doing what a lady doesn't like, they will end up leaving you. The Holy Ghost left something because something did opposite of what the Spirit told him not to do. Do you know why most of the Sakawa guys die in an accident and they go mad? They do opposite of what they are told. So today, there is something we are told not to do, but many of us are doing it here. That's why the Holy Ghost doesn't move when we pray. Do you want to know?
Yes, please.
Oh, I should carry my...
Oh!
Okay, continue quickly.
Judges 13, verse 3. The angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah's wife and said, even though you have not been able to have children, you will soon become pregnant. And
listen,
so be careful. You must not drink wine or
now,
any alcohol.
So he's giving him that. He's questioning him that now you're going to give birth to, But be careful when the sun comes. These are the things you should not do. Huh?
You must not drink wine or any alcoholic.
Mamu ring sawahano. Now, bad power, so it's just 10%. Many young girls are taking Smirnoff. Oh, yeah, no. A blow fuse go, go, so. Now, you see, the Bible says, be not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. That means one of the things the Holy Ghost hates is people who are drunk. Yes. Be not be drunk with what?
Wine.
Oh, because you said you are taking good decision there.
No.
My father used to be a drunk man. And I can tell you, the way you can insult my mother, whenever he is, there's another external power.
External force.
Yes.
So be careful.
Listen to the instructions. Let's go. Huh?
So be careful.
Uh-huh.
You must not drink wine or any alcoholic.
You must not drink wine. You see, many of you are a step away to your miracle if you listen to the thing I'm telling you. These are instructions I'm giving you. The Holy Ghost is here to make your life better. But if you don't drop certain lifestyle, his power can't flow. No, it can't flow. Oh, no. His glory can't flow. Samson woke up and the Holy Ghost has left him. Oh! The very Samson who used jawbone to kill thousands. Now he woke up and the man said, he shook himself. The spirit that made him do the things had left him. The question is the Holy Ghost that he has left you? Samson, when you preach like this, you may not see the value until a situation comes and you want to speak in tongues. And now there is no power back in your prayer anymore. And that's why many people say, Jesus, Jesus, and the name doesn't respond. Do you know why? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. But the righteous run into it. Not everybody, but the righteous. Righteous means pure people. That's why some men of God mention Jesus and heart are healed. But you mention Jesus, not make a. So are you getting the difference? Some men of God have paid the price to please the Holy Ghost. Now, do you know one of the results? Oh, my time. I was going to show one of the benefits of when you do what the Holy Ghost like. There are three things he does for you. Number one, the Bible says, God said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well what? And as a result of that, God anointed Jesus without measure. So anytime you do what pleases the Holy Ghost, he anoints you without measure. And the second thing is, whenever you please the Holy Spirit, he is always with you. And that's why when Joseph decided to flee fornication, the Holy Ghost was with him even in prison.
Wow.
Even in prison. You every pant you want to rock.
Hey.
How can the Holy Ghost be with you? Joseph was, listen, I knew you didn't like this part, but I'm coming. You see, now many thinking that, like what you're doing is fun. It's not fun. You are drawing God far from you. You are drawing God far from you. But if you have given your life to Jesus, then God sees you as a virgin.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes, because the Bible says, if this is our hope, no matter how sinner you think you are, listen, no matter how sinner you think you are, abortion, whatever, you've done it before. Yes, we thank God, you've done it. And you've realized that you have sinned. You have said that you are a sinner. Then now you declare Jesus as Lord. Lord means now you will out your will to him. You will no longer do the things you did. So that's what the Bible says. If any man be in Christ, he is a new.
Yes.
Why are you new? Because Jesus has washed away the old path.
Wow.
And now you are a new man. So God does not see you. He actually sees Jesus.
Wow.
So when you receive Jesus as your Lord, now when you make a decision, it is not you. That's what Paul said. I, Paul, no longer live. It is Christ. So that's how Paul, you will beat him and you will not give up because it's like you are still beating Jesus. So to all those people who are feeling guilt right now, just to let you know that if you have truly received him, if you have not, I'm going to give you an opportunity. But if you have truly received him, then don't go back to that boy. Don't go back to that lifestyle, to that club. You see, before God, the whole of today, I've not come out. When I woke up this dawn, I started praying out till 7. I said 6, 7. Then I slept. I woke up 9. Made some calls, switch on my data 10, prayed. I just switch on my data 6 p.m. What was I doing? Enjoying God. Playing worship. My iPad was playing music, Genesis TV, my phone, listening to message, preaching. Abba. I don't know what is more pleasing than what is like me kwatan clavana disco like. I don't get it. No, I don't get what you get in it. Apart from the heat. Me go for motor. When I was praying today, mandala brana masole brana me kabala brana masole brana. Started 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I went to the bed, rested. 6, I got up. And I'm here. No, say clap. No, go ahead. Then, oh, moti and I say bonsam. Ah. Samson.
So be careful. You must not
drink. The third point. God will give you oil of joy. Because thou hast hated. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. The Lord thy God has anointed. You see, this is where God sets you apart from your colleagues. Many of you don't know. That when you begin to love righteousness, even your colleagues can say, ah, what's the sound? Yes, and when you ask, you say, why is it different? It is God's making them, but me, most of my colleagues, not 99% now. They can see that. Yeah. Yeah. And there is an evidence that God is with me. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. My mother knows. That's why my mother comes to our church. Mommy will warn you. She knows. And I'm not going to iron or be charging Miska. And I'm saying, come back. I say, my son, my 20s, and I say, Mama, we are suffering. Say amen.
Amen.
So three things. God anoints you without measure. That means God blesses you without measure. Number two, his presence will be with you when you do what the Holy Ghost like. Uh-huh. Quickly.
So be careful. Mm-hmm. You must not drink wine or any other alcoholic drink, nor eat any forbidden food.
So there are things God forbids you to do. And can I show you some of the things the Holy Ghost doesn't like?
Yes.
How many of you want to know? So that when you leave here, he will be with you. Well, do you know that Jesus will spend time with the Holy Ghost? When he comes, he will speak to trees and trees will die. Hey. Like you are there, sir. Maybe you are with your beloved. No, so you need to plan and move for us. Makatala, da, da, da. No, I don't want to see that. If I'm out, hold up here. Hey! Some ladies say, the way I can see your brains, if God gives you a certain level of power, then your husband says, you put your hands on the man with ikata, kata. Then it will be, it'll come like, our father's plan for Pastor Elvis. A lady used the husband's boss as a point of contact. Yes, you remember? And it worked. Can I say? Are you ready to know what the Holy Ghost hates? Let me close.
Oh, no!
Amos chapter 3, verse 3 says that two people can never work together unless they are. So now, we need to know what the Holy Ghost doesn't like. Proverbs chapter 6. I'm just going to mention them quickly. How many have been blessed by the service today? Verse 16. These are seven things the Holy Ghost doesn't like. When they are found in you, he will not function in you. Oh, yeah. So one of the things, now, next month is our month of exploits through the fear of the Lord.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to show you when you stay pure for God, the things you benefit. Wow. Yeah. Even sugar daddies, when you stay with them, they give you money. How much more God? Your heavenly daddy. Abba. And you know the funny thing? Sugar daddy, one more than 500,000 for any sky. And your mama. Oh, that's your fear. Wow. Daddy, daddy, wow. Oh, my God, you know, awesome. Oh, yeah, it's kind of the money. I'm going to do this again. But when you. And you know the funny thing? I'm going to feel wild weekends, sir. I'm moving from one to another. We saw a trauma here. We're feeling. I don't want to say anymore. In impact. Now to cover near about air conditioning ball. Oh, boy, I'm going to have a torso. I don't call them a word. Teacher says, I didn't. Say, hey. Are you ready to know what the Holy Ghost hates? Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. As you live here, go with these things that if you want the Holy Ghost to work with you, let these things be far from you. Yes. And if you do it, God will be with you till the end. That's why he assured the disciples, I will be with you till the end. But he realized that not all the disciples were with him till the end. Judas left at the point. Why? Because the love of money entered his heart more than the love of God. Yes. If you love things more than God, God will leave you. But let's see Proverbs.
Proverbs 6:16. These are six things the Lord hates.
The Lord is the Spirit. Don't forget 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. So now, the Lord, which is the Holy Spirit, these are the things he hates. Number one.
Haughty eyes.
That's a proud look. Anybody who is proud, God will never have anything to do with you. The Holy Ghost is far from people who are proud. Who is a proud person? A proud look. That is the attitude that makes one overestimate oneself and discount others. You are a girl here. Like, who don't go be a... You see yourself as the most beautiful girl, Cinderella, but only in your room. Hello? You are in a class. A lady comes. She's not able to breathe like you. And you start mocking. You start making sarcastic statements. And you are laughing. It's like, you are... That's a crass spirit. Because a crass... What's the name of the... So now, the Holy Ghost is far from people who are proud. They overestimate themselves. A proud look, the Amplified Version, a proud look, the attitude that makes one overestimate oneself and discount others. Why you there? Just because you are sound in academics. You don't respect, you don't regard anybody. Don't forget, the Bible says that God gives more grace to the
humble
and rejects the... So if you want the Holy Ghost to help you, don't be proud. Number two, lying tongue. The same people say, I speak in tongues in the Holy Ghost. Not church, I know. To the one who's coming, the Holy Ghost was singing a song in my heart. Then I went to YouTube. Good. Now imagine, the same mouthful, I'm using to say,
Who sent him to me?
Hey, bitch, yo, heaven and earth, I'm not. So, number one, the Holy Ghost hates pride. Don't think too much of yourself. If you can do it, know that it is God working through you. And number two, lying tongue. To soon lie. Hey. Personally, me, I hate liars. Just tell me the truth. I was lying in my room. Me, dad is my dance, my night. Then my perfume, my younger brother. He didn't spray it in the room. He went in there. So I activated one of my senses, my nose. I said, Sunday. I said, me patch off. You see, when he did that, all my anger that was about to rise stopped. He acknowledged that he has sinned. How many of you have defended a lie before? Hey, you see, any lie now? Now, this is where the Holy Ghost is about to baptize them. How many of you have lied before? Now, you see, number one, the Holy Ghost has a proud look. Number two, a lying... Who is a liar? Seth Gogo. Hostel bill, 2,000. Do you know that in our days, we call lying smartness? They tell you, you gotta be smart. Hey, you gotta... Over talk at him. Hello.
Hi.
You see, I know some of you are not comfortable because the demon of lying was like, "Cock, cock, cock." Oh. Ushers, get ready. They are about to leave. Now listen to me. Your birth set. Because you want to travel, you change it. Oh, number 42 is a 22. Now, anytime you lie, it means that God can help you. Now, the reason why you are lying that the hostel bill is 2,000 and no, it is 1,005 and I'm making it 2,005 so you can balance the 1,000. It means that you are saying, God, you can't prosper me, so I'm using my own means to prosper myself. Oh, yeah. So now, you are actually rejecting the help of God and you're using the help of man. But the Bible says, cursed be unto every man who puts his trust in the arm of the flesh. Now, the arm of the flesh will tell you that Conan will call police at work and steal. But God will say, be diligent. And the Bible says, the hand of the diligent will rule. The hand of the diligent will do what? Will rule. But you see, the wisdom of God is different from the wisdom of man. There is the wisdom that comes from above, and there's the wisdom that comes from men. Your friends will tell you, if you don't do this, you know, you're not going to. You see, these are lying spirit. And all liars, your father is the devil. That's what the Bible says. If you lie, me, one thing I get to know, how do I know that the Holy Ghost is not in you? When you lie more than three times, I know that the Holy Ghost is not in you. Because another name for the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth. The moment he comes upon you, you feel sorry even when you lie. And you are always ready to tell the truth. But if you lie, you keep lying, know that God is not in you. No matter the tongues you speak, it is fake. It is Arabic. It is Hausa. You lie every day. Oh, I would be men and quarrels. You know, look, I said, Sapa and Amoto. Now, how many are getting to know the things the Holy Ghost hates? Did I write the Bible? A lying, what is lying?
A liar. Someone who tells lies. A person who deliberately gives false testimony.
Who is that day? Wonder where we are. Me donya me. You are a girl here. You are dating four guys. So do you know what you're doing? In your spirit, you are training prostitutes in disguise. That your children will become prostitutes. Because whatever you say, you reap. So number two, lying tongue. If you want the Holy Ghost to help you, and if you want this power to move in your life, stop lying. Stop lying. Go and tell your mother that the hostel bill was not the amount you said. Okay, I'm going. Will you go? Will you go this year? Number three. Where do you go? You see, listen to me. Allow God to help you. Never help yourself by lying. Anybody who cuts corners, it will cut you short. You're not smarter than God. Yes. Now, you see, is it not so sad that you know how your mother struggles to get money? And selfishly, you lie. That they, and you see, and they go the extra mile to, you see, they sweat. What brought sweat was a curse. So anytime you put them into that stress, you are also bringing that curse on yourself. Now, all the now you see, anything you do and you forget that, ask me such a hard too much. I didn't lie. You lie. Where is that bill? But if you're taking money, you are cash out. What cash out? Number
three.
Should I close? Number
three.
A hand that sheds blood. Yeah. A hand that sheds innocent blood. You see, let me explain this. Innocent blood talks about the fact that you made somebody cry. Yeah. And also you are bought babies. Yes. It's like an innocent blood. But won't be the priest. Won't be like won't somebody's in pain. When you do that, the Holy Ghost doesn't like that. Now, let me ask a question. If you are not ready to be pregnant, why do you go for sex? I don't know. It was the condom. I was you didn't use the condom. We told you, Abadam. But I told you, take your time. I told you that when the thing is coming, remove it. name of Jesus. Whether condom or no condom. How many of you want the Holy Ghost to come upon you? Don't share innocent blood. Don't abort. If you have done it, as I said, God has forgiven you. Don't do it again. Hey! I'm going. I said it. No, are you enjoying the preaching? So, but listen, I'm not joking. You see, as much as we are laughing, many people used to enjoy the Holy Ghost until they started. You see, what you didn't know was when the people that used to dash you money, it was a favor. But how do you realize that certain favors have stopped when you started growing? As I was saying, Uncle B, you are a person, but you have so many siblings. But why is it that they only like you, but not everybody? And when they trouble, they buy you things. It was the favor of God. But when you started indulging yourself in the things the Spirit doesn't like, the Spirit withdrew and he left you. So a hand that shares innocent blood, the Holy Ghost will leave you. A heart that creates wicked plans. Your Bible, eh? A heart. Oh, I now plan it. She said, boy, need to come, mono. Hey, we need to come, mono, yeah. No, be in genuine, can open yano. I am preaching to you. Not to you, but to you. Amen. Listen, it is only wicked people who devise wickedness in their heart. And listen, one, if you devise wickedness in your heart, it's a sign that Satan is the one ruling in your life. Yes, because God rather saves, he doesn't kill. The thief came in to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more in what? In abundance. So anytime you see anybody, if you are here and you're always planning evil, plotting evil, your heart is always thinking evil for your neighbor, roommate, just because only can send it or a child. Like, you see, you're like, I now you met the guy or send the praise out or say that shit. But now I'm quite a chef for you or say, and pardon, she and you. How many of you have been there before? Be honest, you just wish something bad because you just didn't like the person, like me. You are the it's a good American. Can I close now? Listen, number
five.
Which number is this?
Five.
False witness. Those who give false witness. For instance, can I give an example? You are in the same room, and your roommate leaves, and your roommate mother calls you. Oh, my God. Sorry. False witness. That means you are making what is not true to be true. Lying and defending somebody because you are close. Me. Buy me a helicopter. I will sit in it and I'll push you down. Why? The truth must stand. The truth must stand. False witness is to lie, make it look like, for instance, you are a girl in your room. You are playing guys. When you can say, oh, like say this. Everyone. So you are giving a false witness. You know that this is not the truth, but you are just making it look like the truth. Such a person, the Holy Ghost cannot be with you. Yes. Oh, when he comes, say, it will be punished. And the introduction will announce what can. We are crying. How do you realize that children will always tell the truth? Because you are, I'm going to catch you and say, Mimi, what? Because what you are telling them is what they are. But some of the way you can play actors, eh? Oh, she just left. Oh, have you called her? Oh, switch off. Oh, you called her, switch off. Eh? Oh, me to switch off. But we were just here. We'll be single forever. I won't say anybody. I am teaching what the Holy Ghost hates in your life. Yes. How many of you know all these things? Yes. You are giving false witness. I dare you to say you win away. But because one person bet you are not going to. I'm not moving here. I can't stop. I'm not going to be here. And the one who spreads discord, rumors among brothers. I said, my corner, who? On our team, my mem, corner, you. Mem, my and I'm my corner. You see, but you see, all the people who are always saying that, it's like they are saying the truth, but it's like, oh, maybe as I said, what's it? Oh, Nicholas, mean can say men penal, but maybe the poor assumes a man, make out. Angela, you know who said the guy with us for handsomeness there? Even God. But false rumors. This girl, when she came to this school, she was like this, she was like that. You know, it's never true. Spoiling people's name. That Pastor Charles, when he said, he doesn't respond. Not at all for a man. Spreading false rumors. You are friends. You are by biting. You are doing everything. Open the boy now. Come out here. Hey, no be here no more. I put you in class three. Sharing is caring, eh? That's it. What's a big pity for us? It's still out. What are you sharing is caring? Oh, yeah, you are telling the truth. Clap for him. I think that is the last point. But the one not to move too much, I'm going to catch him. Now, these are the things the Holy Ghost hates. If they are found in you, his power will die in you. Your prayer will not work. Your giving will not work. That's why even the Bible says that whenever you have an offering to give, drop the offering at the altar and go and make peace and come back. So realize that the greatest gift you can ever give God is your heart. I beseech thee, therefore, brethren, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. This is your reasonable. Lift up your hands to Jesus and let's close. Now, if when I was teaching, you felt like probably God was talking to you. Now ask God to forgive you. Ask the Holy Ghost to forgive you. You didn't know that all this, only but now here, but now there. Holy Ghost, forgive me. I want to change my life. I want to quickly pray. You can go walk about, pray for 1 minute, walk about, talk to God. Mention the things you know you used to do. If it is lying, talk to God. Father, forgive me. Holy Ghost, forgive me. From today, I've changed. Help me. Quickly. Talk to God. Whatever. I can't hear you, church. In the name of Jesus. Now, I want to give somebody the opportunity. You are here. Every eye closed, every head bowed. You are here. You have not received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. As I said before, you used to do bad things, but you've not really surrendered your life to Jesus. But as I was preaching, you felt like, no, you are far from God. And you want this Spirit to come upon you. Give me a wave. I want to pray for you quickly. Don't be shy. Just give me a wave. I want to pray for you. Give me a wave. Give me a wave. I want to pray for you. You have not received Jesus as a Lord and personal Savior. You are not serious with God. You are just roaming about in church, but give me a wave. Just wave your hands. I want to pray for you, wherever you are. I'm counting up to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Everybody say, Dear Lord Jesus. Do you know, I sense the presence of the Holy Ghost now. Do you know why one thing that makes him come? When you become sincere. Sincerity is one of the things that attracts the Holy Spirit. Every eye close, say, Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Say, Holy Spirit, forgive me for doing things you don't like. Today, as I lift up my hands, I renounce all these things and I ask you to forgive me. Help me to walk in truth, to walk in your ways. From today, come on, shout. From today, Holy Ghost, reveal yourself to me. Cause me to feel your presence, your power. In the name of Jesus. Say, Holy Spirit, I affirm that you are my Lord. You are the seal of my life. in the name of Jesus. Say, as I live here, I walk out of darkness. Now this is our declaration. Say, as I live here,
I walk out
of darkness, out of shame, out of sickness, in the name of Jesus. I am no longer a slave to my past. If any man be in Jesus, he is a new creature. All things are past. Say, oh God, I declare by the blood, all the things I did, they are washed away. New things are coming my way. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. May the Holy Ghost be with you.
Amen.
May his power be evident upon your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I pray that beginning from today, whoever felt far from God, may the Holy Ghost reconcile you back to God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Whoever could not pray, could not study the Bible, could not have a personal time with God, I curse that power.
Amen.
I curse that power.
Amen.
I break that power.
Amen.
I break that power.
Amen.
Receive a fresh anointing. Receive a fresh anointing. May the presence of God be with you.
Amen.
When you are asleep, may he be with you.
Amen.
When you pick your Bible, may he show you things.
Amen.
May your prayer bring you answers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I pray lastly, may the angels of God minister to you.
Amen.
Miracles, signs, and wonders.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. If you came here sick, I curse it.
Amen.
You are healed now.
Amen.
You are healed now.
Amen.
You can lay your hands there. You are healed now.
Amen.
You are healed now.
Amen.
You are healed now.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. You can check your body, you are healed. All right.
God bless you for listening to this message. May your life never be the same as you have connected to the Word of God through his servant, Pastor Charles Inyaba. Connect with the man of God on Facebook and Instagram at Inyaba Charles.